Radio Show Show with Peaches and DJ Mota.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cab the Don, man.
What's good, Space City, the great city? It's your boy, Ruth Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show. It is the 99th, if you can believe it, 99th overall edition of the Brad Gilmore Show. The 100th episode is next week. Make sure y'all stay tuned for all the stuff we have planned for y'all next week. We're making sure it's going to be a great and memorable show for the 100th episode. Now, today's show is a great show. Normally, I'm joined on these intros by Peaches and DJ Motai. Where are they? Actually, for the first time, we got so enthralled during our interview with our guest this week, which is Queen Bobby. We got so enthralled with that interview that we forgot to do an intro the day of. So this actually might be the first Fake Monday Morning, hashtag Fake Monday Mornings, hashtag The BG Show if y'all are on social media. This might be the first time we're doing a Monday morning intro, literally recording it on a Monday morning. Well, it depends on, I guess, what coast you're on. But it is Sunday night when I'm doing this, and I'm doing it by myself, which is weird because I don't feel like I'm talking to anybody, yet I'm talking to everybody. Interesting stuff. But anyway, we have a great show. I wish Peaches and DJ Motai were here on this intro with me, but they are not. But because they're not here on the intro doesn't mean they're not going to be in the show. You will still hear DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix as you do every Monday. And me and Peaches have a great, great interview with blogger and social media personality Queen Bobby. I actually kind of come at her for a minute because I sometimes think that she might be a cyber bully. And I think the same of a few other people. And we kind of talk about that and see what that's all about. We also talk about her upcoming showcase, which is this Friday at Warehouse Live. You need to be there if you're an artist here in the city of Houston, primarily in the hip-hop genre. You know, it's a great networking opportunity. There's going to be giving away prizes and all kinds of stuff. So that's going to be great. Also, you know, you need to – I have a busy week this week. I'm going to plug all the stuff I have upcoming this week. Monday nights, as always, is the Debonair Lounge at Cafe 4212 with myself and Tay Mitch. And this week we actually have a special guest co-host, which is Key West from 97.9 The Box. So, you know, big ups to Key West. I'm sure y'all seen our little promo commercials on Instagram. This Debonair Lounge is actually called The Freak Night. Don't really ask me what that means. I'm still trying to figure that out myself, but we all like the title. Also coming up this Wednesday, you can catch me hosting Killa Calione's Lean On Me release show. Fat Tony is also performing, Cab the Don, among others. But I actually got an email that was an invite to this show, which I thought was kind of funny. I got invited to a show that I'm hosting. And the thing I liked about it is in the email, they listed all the performers. And then they also said, you will be, you know, entertained. What does it say? We'll be listening to the sounds of Houston's very own Killa Calione, Fat Tony, Cab the Don, Hardcore, Jaws, Q Guide and Ace, and Entertained by host Brad Gilmore of the Brad Gilmore Show. Yeah. But I thought that was funny that I got invited to something that I was hosting. But that's Wednesday night at Fox Hollow. Make sure y'all come out. Y'all can follow Killa Calione on Twitter, and you can get the link for tickets to that show. It's going to be great. Thursday is Halloween. I believe there's going to be a Debonair Lounge Halloween party. I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about it, but just have that in mind if you don't have any plans for Halloween. And Friday, like I said, is Queen Bobby's mixer, November 1st. And then Saturday, I'll be rocking with my brother Stockzilla at numbers for the Little Debbie show. Shout out to Hector from Luna Face. We just had 2011 just had our show with The Far Side at Fitzgerald's, and it was amazing. The Far Side was amazing. The whole show was great. So that's what I have coming up this week. Make sure y'all follow all of us on Twitter and social media. We're all at Brad Gilmore, at DJ Motai, at Tatala Peaches with a Z. That's on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the BG show on Twitter at Brad Gilmore Show, or you can follow us on Instagram at BG Show. And stay tuned. This is going to be a great episode with Queen Bobby, and next week is the 100th episode celebration. So stay tuned right now for DJ Motai's Monday Morning Mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
Don't criticize me for the things you taught me. That's all I ever got from the conversations coming up. They just told me. This world is yours. They can never take that from you unless you locked in chains. But it's still one thing that they can't do. Trap my body, free my mind. Player, that's how it be sometimes. Sometimes you need some things, so sometimes you hit the streets and grind. I used to try my best. Now I get high and divide my stress. Don't get me wrong, no. Blue dream in a bone flow, but I legally get my own dough. Fuck y'all, no. Y'all know me. Y'all just know the worldview from a young G. That's fresh pain. Let me explain. You gotta know true game if you know me. Cause it's the way that players talk. Yeah, it's the way that players talk. And it's the way that players walk. This for my players, y'all. Welcome y'all to the players bar. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. This for my players, y'all. Welcome y'all to the players bar. Feel the vibe, y'all. Feel the vibe, yo. Yeah. Yeah. Papa was a rolling stone. Now it's young boys out rolling stone. Twisting that tree up, trying to re-up. Light the weed up, now he gone. Won't think about shit. But think about this. It ain't what you dream about or what you scheme about. It's what you make exist. For a real twist, I make a feel a trip. Blowing Super Bowl, steal a shit. Make your grandmama dance in some hammer pants. I never quit, I'm too legit. If it look good, then I'ma cop it. If it's hot, I'm probably gon' rock it. Louis belts above my pockets. Excuse me, that's just the player talking. Cause it's the way that players talk. Yeah, it's the way that players talk. And it's the way that players walk. This for my players, y'all. Welcome y'all to the players bar. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. Stack cheese, get paid. After hours, get laid. This for my players, y'all. Welcome y'all to the players bar.
All it takes is one text, asking me where I'm at. Told her, baby, I'm on, but your destination is next. Now I'm coming down on that freeway, that UGK in my dick. Got that take it off on replay, like Pimp C said. Now she texting me that she need a bag, she ain't had it good in so long. And I'm like, damn, shawty, I'm speeding fast when I get to you, girl, it's on. And when I make it there, I just wanna see that ass. No boy shots and no thongs. She got that ocean half, a nigga sinking quick. Rock the boat on my lead, shit. I hit the block and showed up to piece the wheel. I see some rockets pulled up and Keisha lit. I know your neighbors probably never heard of me, but they gon' know my name when you screaming it. And I'm going in, going in. At the same time, I'm showing now. I got a leg shaking, yeah. I'm rolling around. Yeah. I'm a head crazy,
I can tell that she happy, she when she smile. Right, shout out a little dramatic, but it compliment her style. Late nights we get romantic, need a babysitter for the child. If I whip out, she like, ooh, child. I'ma hit that pussy all night, wake up another two rounds. Living room got like eight bitches, we done not another two down. Yeah, yeah. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town.
Show me, baby.
She ain't worried about no nigga. Got her own bread, got her own business. Laced up in Isabel Marant, solid niggas thinking she gold digging. Truth be told, she got more than you, so what the hell you think she need with y'all figures? Ain't none better, so I drop whatever I'm doing down when she calls. Really ain't none better, it go down whatever, from the bedroom to the wall. It's the ones who bear with hustle, never ask for nothing that a nigga wanna give up. Every time I hit it, man, I need some more, I notice. Can't resist it when the dope is potent. Shot it, ride the stick, just like a roller coaster. Like to drive it quick, then at a slow motion. I be hearing it like I got sin, this life, I'm going dumb, I'm so unfocused, just a trail nigga, all she want is a trail nigga, most you lanes can even deal with, yeah. I knock it out,
I can tell
you.
That she happy, see it when she smile, shawty a little dramatic, but it compliment her style, late nights we get romantic, need a babysitter for the child, if I whip out she like, ooh child, I'ma hit that pussy, I might wake up another 2 rounds, living room got like 8 bitches, we done not another 2 down, yeah, yeah. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town. I got this little quiet bitch who never said shit. She thick as hell, she scripted dreams and she from Texas. I'm well protected, baby Jesus on my necklace. Big flu, my nigga, big throw, my nigga, and DJ Eric. Propane.
Do you wanna ride?
EDF, cool pot, everyday fresh.
What's up?
Yeah. I say, 25 off of this hoe. Hey, dead road society. EDF. Everyday fresh.
I say, do you wanna hop in this dropper? Hofos with a player, chunk deuce to them boppers. I say, do you wanna look back at your past? Shoot a flick with a trill nigga who helped you with that cast. I say, do you wanna ride with a player like me? Either you're for one of a kind. Can't no nigga do it like me. I said, do you wanna smoke a sweet in this lack? Put the seat to the back till they touch the seat to the back. It be escapades and them Escalades that we cop from David Taylor. OG all in this swisher, but this polo suit here Taylor. She 25, she still in school, just transferred from Baylor. I told her about this Pippa shit, I ain't even ask her major. What's up? I'm just chillin' rockin' these products, not talking money, then nada. Gucci's all in my eyes, looking like an Estrada. And these hoes know that I'm bout it like Master P. We connected up on that west side, made a bow down icy. Ay, just a player up to some loafers. This trapper got me a chauffeur. Ay, just tipping down West Tama with this foreign chick, don't know what. Ay, this pimp shit, I show her. I'm from H-Town, I told her. She said, nigga, you keep the trill. I threw that bitch that cold shoulder. Ay, it's 2 doors on that coupe. I'm doing 60 up on that loop. A bad bitch, I'ma probably scoop, probably eat off Kirby in the loop. I pulled her early at the gallery of them hoes who's up in that group. At PF Chang, she fed me good, hot and sour, my suit. What's up? Chunk goes to the bottle,
it's pure shit, I show it. I'm from H-Town, I told her. Hobos with a player. Chunk goes to the bottle, it's pure shit, I show it. I'm from H-Town, I told her. Hobos with a player. Chunk goes to the bottle, it's pure shit, I show it. I'm from H-Town, I told her. Hobos with a player. Chunk goes to the bottle, it's pure shit, I show it. I'm from H-Town, I told her.
from the function of fringes. Pull a 10 out for that knot. Hit the trap, roll a stick of draw, then it's back out to that spot. My bass beating, my trunk beating, my niggas eating, you not. My AC say 58, I might spin that on that lot. Still watching out for these cops, HPD being too high. Got a couple warrants in a small time, but I ain't dealing with pie. I pull up to the function, I take two spots in that lot. Ayy, two takes at they lifestyles, we doing shit they not, and we still pimpin'.
What's up, baby? Chunk this to the bottle, hey, it's me, shit, I show him. I'm a touch time, I told him.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
Where's Motai Peaches? Where is he?
And I'm not doing it.
On demand. I did it for you, Motai. I feel you in spirit. I'm dapping him up right now.
There's nobody in the chair.
But in spirit.
Invisible Motai?
Yeah. He's a ninja. He's hiding right now. You don't see him.
There are no shadows in the room.
You don't. So he's a freaking ninja.
Ninjas hide in the shadows.
Ninjas have money, too. Did you know that? There are rich ninjas out here in these streets.
I heard.
Anyway, we have a good show for you today. Peaches, why don't you introduce our guest?
We got Queen Bobby in the building.
That's your introduction? I thought you were going to build it up a little more. Hype it up. This is your main event tonight. You got a freaking...
He's the ring announcer, and he's mad at my introduction when he could have just done it.
You guys are making me feel a little special, I'm saying.
I mean, you know...
I am the queen.
Right?
I wish I had, like, if I could sing, I would, like, sing your whole entrance, but I have no tune for that.
How you doing today, Bobby?
I'm doing terrible, Brad.
Why are you terrible?
No, I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. I'm so nervous.
You got to hold the mic closer to your mouth, though.
Oh. Yeah. Like.
That's how that works.
This?
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
I like this.
That's what I say.
Like.
Put the tip to the lips.
Put the tip to the lips.
Yeah. That's a phrase here on the show.
Tip that's the Brad's
that's
phrase.
Disgusting.
For people who do not know about
Queen
Bobby.
He's a little repugnant.
For people who do not know about Queen Bobby, like I said, Peaches, uh-huh. Why don't you let them know what you do and why you're a queen?
I hate talking about myself. I'm the queen because I said that I'm the queen and everybody treats me like the queen. The end of the story. I'm a blogger.
Yeah.
And, you know, ultimate blogger, you know.
Are you a blogger or are you a music journalist?
I am a blogger, okay? I have this thing. It's called a blog. It's iamqueenbobby.com, and I write like a quick little 140 characters about a song that I like, and that makes me a blogger.
Yeah, so you have 440 characters about a song? So you're wrapping up your thoughts about a song in a tweet.
Yeah, because don't nobody got time for that.
You know what's weird? I heard y'all talking before... We went live on air.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remind me a lot of one another. Though just the y'all felt like y'all were like, oh yeah, me too, girl. I be going through the
that's,
same thing.
That's what you heard.
Yeah, that's
his impersonation of black women gets worse and worse every time he does it.
I
begin to wonder. Like, I don't know if it's him being at Debonair Lounge on Mondays, because at first I was like the only all black girl he was around.
Mm-hmm.
Now some girl was twerking on him the other day and he didn't even know what to do.
Like, I knew what to do. I was waiting for the song. She was twerking on my back, which was weird because I was turned around and she came up on my back.
She got to do it on a D, huh, Brad?
Yeah, exactly. So I was waiting for the drop on the song so I could make my Will Smith switch. You know what I'm talking about?
And just don't really play with me. Nobody remembers that video, Brad.
I do. And do it one time for the city. All right? That's what I was about to do. And then she stopped once the drop came. So I didn't get to turn around.
Peaches and I are a lot of like, we're kind of like soul sisters.
Y'all are soul sisters. Y'all are both cyber bullies. I think y'all have a lot of things in common.
No, we just shut that shit down. You know,
Brad,
that's what I like to call it.
Brad said that he thinks that you're kind of like a cyber bully.
Kind of
and
cyber
I said,
bully.
I don't think she's a cyber bully.
I think
like,
Peaches
that's because
is too.
That's because you do the same thing she does.
I'm not a cyber bully. I don't pick on anyone. There's only a few people that I started with, like Joey Badass, and that's just because I don't appreciate what he does. But other than that, who have I started with on Twitter?
I feel Peaches is the same way. Maybe you a little more, though. Like you just come for someone's neck out of nowhere.
I mean, no. Brad knows that I'm nice on Twitter, so...
When have I came for anyone? I think it's more about the perception because I don't take bullshit. People automatically think that I'm the first to snap. But that doesn't happen. Like, I get cursed out. I get attacked. And yeah. I always handle it well, more than I would handle it if you were in my face. I don't come for people. I just don't take shit. And then, you know, because I'm black and, a woman. You know, and I'm a woman. And you know.
Perceived as angry. All of a sudden, you got a... angry right. black woman, because that's what you thought I was.
But I don't come for anyone. I don't think that I do. I think that I just shut that shit down. Like, I'm not going to tolerate it. And before you get cute, I'm just going to let you know.
You said, who you talking to?
Right. You give them a chance.
See, Peaches has a lot of attitude, too.
That's my sister.
I don't have attitude. That makes sense. I don't think I have an attitude. I just have a who. Like, who are you talking to? Because I feel like if you don't, there's certain ways that people would like to be spoken to. If I don't like the way that you're speaking to me, I'm going to ask you, are you talking to me? I just needed to know, because if you are, I need you to change it. But if not, then you can continue.
Right. We had this conversation. I always say, before I handle you a certain way, I'm going to give you the chance to explain to me how I should be taking it. Because the way that I think I should be taking it may not be good for you.
Explain to me.
Right.
What does that mean?
So, like I said, like, you know how sometimes you'll be saying something, I'll be like, bro, who are you talking to? Like, that's okay. Because I feel
talking to you.
Okay, so and see, then he goes too far. But then I just want to, you know, that's how that happens. But to someone else aside from Brad, it's like, okay, I'm probably about to be offended. But before I decide to be offended, I'm going to let you tell me whether or not I should be offended. Exactly. That way, after I get offended, I can be like, no, because you just said.
What is that? I don't even understand. Like, you want them to explain what they're trying to say to you?
I mean,
well,
yeah.
you give them a chance to correct the disrespect that you feel.
You know what I'm
so
saying?
So if you didn't mean it in a disrespectful way, Brad, I'm going to give you one tweet to tell me you took it the wrong way. Now, if you tell me, oh, take it how you want to take it, because, you know, that's what they do.
Who's they?
The people that I snap on, you okay. know. And my Twitter is Queen Bobby, by the way. Bobby with an I. Anyway.
Bobby with an I.
Before I'm offended, I just want to make sure that you meant to offend me. Because if you didn't, then I'll retract and make sure that I don't get cute with you. If you did mean to offend me, then we have a problem.
But but at the same time, it's Twitter.
It is. And Twitter can get you popped.
On Twitter.
I mean, you lose. The perception that Twitter isn't real life is very false. Like, if you talk to me crazy on Twitter, don't come up to my face trying to speak with me. Like, we not cool.
I do. I don't like that either. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Exactly. So it is Twitter. And I think that because it's Twitter, you should restrain. You should use some type of restraint. Because if you would have said to me in my face and you said to me on Twitter, I'm more disrespected by that. I'm more offended by that because you don't have the nuts to say it in my face. So when I see you in person, then I'm more than likely going to want to slap the shit out of you.
Oh, no, just wow.
But she playing.
The Brad Gilmore show does not support anything Queen Bobby said.
This is my thing about Twitter. And I think I actually read somewhere, and Kurt Cobain's actually said this, and it made a lot of sense to me. This is where they messed up with Twitter. On the Twitter app, right before you're about to hit the compose new tweet button, it says, what's on your mind, right? It gives people a question
to answer, and that's the worst thing
that you can do for people.
No,
because then they think they have an opinion.
I don't think that's the worst thing that happened for Twitter. I think that was a quick way to release anger, to release stress. It made it convenient. It was like a diary kind of thing. But Twitter became like a chat room. And when you're chatting in a chat room with the same people all day, you form a certain level of comfortability with them because it's like texting someone all day now. So, yes, I know when you're angry. I know when you're not having a good day because I'm watching you tweet. I might respond to something if I understand you. I might co-sign what you're saying. So on a certain level, even though it is Twitter, we are now connected in the world. I feel like I know you. If I came into town and was, you know, down the street, I want to see you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think with people, like, it's just Twitter, like, okay, so handle me on Twitter like you would handle me in person, mm-hmm. because it's almost the same thing. If I ain't tweeting in 4 days, you hitting me on my phone like, where you at? You don't hit me on my phone any other time. So it's the same thing. It's your way of knowing, you know, what's mm-hmm. up. So it is Twitter. It is like a constant form of communication. That's what it is. So if you ain't going to talk to me like that in my face, don't talk to me like that on Twitter.
I know, but okay, but here's the thing. A lot of people, when they get asked the what's on your mind question, right? Then they're like, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. And they form an opinion. Wait, they have an opinion, right? But my thing is, not everyone's opinion counts.
I mean, that's...
Everyone's opinions count.
No,
everyone's opinion counts to them.
No.
It's just a matter of if anybody else cares.
Like when you're in kindergarten and like they tell you you can be anything you want to be and your opinion matters, there's no wrong answer. All that's horse shit. You're set up to fail, all right? Your opinion does not matter, all right? There are wrong answers, all right? I hate that in class. Now, there's no wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer. Yes, there's no such thing as a bad question or a dumb question.
There are terrible questions. And we talked about it with Saman on the podcast last week, you know, when we were talking about interviewers, right? And sometimes on an interview, someone who's like you're interviewing for a movie and they'll just say the title of the movie and that's their question. So, Captain Phillips. And that's a bad question because you didn't even ask me anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then there are bad opinions. I think your opinion doesn't matter unless it's the same as mine. You see what I'm saying?
You're a Twitter nigga.
What does that mean?
He lives in real life. He lives in real life.
He always talks about black Twitter, and I don't know what that really is. So what is the term
Brad's
you just
used?
Brad's
a part of black Twitter and doesn't know that
is
he's a part of black Twitter.
I don't know what the black Twitter is.
Because I don't even really feel like I'm a part of black Twitter. Because I think, like, black Twitter will drag you.
No, I think there's certain levels to black Twitter. I feel like...
There's levels to it?
Yeah, like, I feel like, you know, it's like if you were sitting in the house, like, you have the kids' room... You know, the ones that they go shut the door.
Okay, I got you.
And then you got the grown folks in the kitchen. And then you got the old man on the porch. Like,
I
feel like you have your levels to black Twitter. So I'm like the woman in the kitchen. Depending on what it is, I might go be chopping my vegetables. I might chime in on it. That doesn't mean I'm going to agree or disagree, but I'm going to say how I feel and I'm going to move along. Now, the kids in the room are always the kids in the room. They stay right there.
So who are the kids in the room in this black Twitter you speak of?
Those are your Twitter niggas.
My Twitter is blue, so I don't know.
Those are your Twitter niggas. Those are your niggas that have no
reserve. That's the term she used. What does that mean?
I feel like a Twitter nigga is someone who they're doing it for attention. It's almost like a child. Like you're just saying things because you want somebody to pay attention to you. And
I don't think I'm that guy, Bobby.
No, you said that your opinion only matters if it's the same as mine. That's the Twitter nigga logic.
Yeah.
Because if you don't agree with me, or you don't agree with at least 10 of us, then that makes you the outcast. And if you're the outcast, that means we're going to pick on you.
It makes you the dumb one.
Right, because you're a Twitter nigga, bruh. Welcome.
I don't think so. I just think that, okay, remember Twitter says, what's on your mind, all right? It's not saying, what's on everyone else's mind? You see what I'm saying? What's on my mind? So,
but Twitter likes to tell you what everybody else is thinking. Like, Twitter likes to tell you what you're thinking. That's logic. Twitter logic is, I'm going to tell you how you feel because this is how you should feel.
Okay. No, see, there are people who do that. But say we were talking about whatever, we have opinions on Twitter. So I tweet my 140 characters, although I never use the 140 characters. All right? I always have about 16 left. And if I have 17 characters left, I'll hit the space bar so I have 16 characters left. Because it can be breaking down.
That was
down.
The wackest shit ever.
Yeah. It happens in my real life.
So like confident
the,
with that.
Like, that was the wackest. Like, whatever that was supposed to be was horrible.
Crickets.
I have, like, an OCD thing. Like, it has to be an even.
Yeah, that's one of those things you keep to yourself.
Hey,
I agree.
Is a podcast. It's a personal journal into the mind, soul,
don't
and
nobody
heart
give
of
a shit about
Peaches.
Your personal journey
Peaches,
of how many
about
spaces.
So, enough of Twitter.
RobRadar.com. Are you podcast bullying the show now, Bobby?
Of course.
I'm going to co-sign this one.
I have a very strong personality, Brad.
You have a showcase coming up.
No.
An artist showcase.
No.
What is it?
Media showcase.
Media showcase.
No. I'm kidding. I do have a showcase coming up. It's November 1st. It's going to be at Warehouse Live. It's called Rock the Mic.
Which room?
It's going to be in the green room.
Green room, okay.
Yes. You know, you got to start small. You got to start somewhere. What I'm doing, though, is a little different from how it's usually done here. It's going to be an actual competition. You actually win things that actually benefits your career as an artist if you are a professional rapper.
Huh?
Yeah, it's always shots.
Shots. Podcast bully. Hashtag.
I don't like that. Who do I feel like right now? I feel like B-Dot or something. Like, why do I have to get ripped to shreds? Like, come on.
Am I Ebro? Does that make me Ebro?
That makes you Peter.
Rosenberg?
Yes.
Because I'm white?
Yeah, it lines up. The stars just Jewish, align though. That way.
I'm not Jewish, though. All right, keep going.
But I think what happens here is that we have a lot of things going on. Artists get the opportunity to touch the stage a lot, but they don't really get anything out of it as far as being a professional rapper.
Peaches says it a lot. Like, it's always rappers rapping for rappers.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's is that kind of what you're saying?
And if the rapper is a blogger, there's nothing wrong for rapping for that rapper. So I don't think it's really a problem with who you're rapping to. It's a problem with what you're doing with it. And a lot of them aren't doing anything with it. So you can bring a warehouse live full of rappers if that's who you want to rap for. But we're going to have judges. And then the judges will determine the winner.
Who are the judges? Let me ask you this.
Oh, Lord. Myself, I'm going to be one of the judges.
Queen Bobby.
Nancy Byron, OG publicist.
I know that
name. Nancy Byron, more popular for being Pimp C's publicist, but that's she's like right. publicist to the stars. We're going to have Quanell Holder, who's the senior editor of Hip Hop since 1987. They're based in Philly. So he's going to come down. So what I wanted to do is give like a fresh ear. Because I happen to know all the rappers on the showcase because that's what I do. I'm supposed to know them. So I'm using him as like a fresh ear. He doesn't know these people.
Yeah, so
he's
like
coming down, hearing them for the first time. And then we're going to have, I can't say it.
A special
the secret. Because it's...
I mean, this will air on Monday, so this will make it...
This is Monday.
Yeah, it's fake Monday morning.
Hashtag.
So, technically...
Are you trying to look up the date of Monday?
Yeah, awkward moment.
It's the 28th.
Yeah. But I don't want to say yet because it's constantly changing. It started off with one person and then it ended up with another person.
So there's four judges?
There's going to be four judges.
So how does that work if there's like two of them saying this, two are saying that? You need a tiebreaker.
No, because it's not going to be like Freestyle Friday. It's going to be like a scorecard.
Oh, so
and whoever has.
Okay.
Yes. You're going to be judged on your performance. You're going to be judged on the quality of the song. You're going to be judged on crowd participation. And
how is that going to work? Because you know how, you know, Houston is as far as.
They look at shows like this.
They do. Houston is a very hard audience. Well, and I feel like if you can crack the surface, then you've done your job. I've seen it happen, so you can't tell me that it can't happen.
I was going to say that, and then I was prepared to take it back because I do know certain performers who can perform and get the crowd to join in, and then you have the ones that don't, and typically the ones that don't, it's just because, you know, it's like, hey, I don't want to.
So this showcase is happening November 1st?
Yes.
So that's Friday.
Friday.
At Warehouse Live, The Green Room. Who are some of the artists that are performing? Can we know that?
Yes. The artists are going to be Express. I am the Express on Twitter. I think that's what his Twitter is.
I am the Express Train, I believe.
No, that's his fan club, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, he has a fan club. Duck.
Shots.
And his Twitter is Who Is Duck. He's someone that I've seen perform a few times, but a lot of people just don't know yet.
I've heard the name. I haven't seen
him perform. I've seen him perform at Kickback a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Dwayne Jackson, who's a young, fresh guy that's coming in. Not too many people know him.
He's dope.
I've heard that name, though.
Karma Jones from Austin. Dang, you're making me think.
She's a girl, a female rapper.
Yes. I'm going to have another female rapper, too. Her name is Love Stoney. She's from Oakland, so she's coming from Oakland.
You know, recently I've began, now for longtime listeners of the show, y'all know I'm not a fan of female
Yeah,
rappers.
Brad is a female
but, okay, but you have to let me finish, Brad.
Oh,
because
sorry.
Then the other artists are going to feel slighted that they didn't get mentioned.
All right, finish.
And you're going to get me attacked, and then I'm going to look like a bully. You see how I just switched that around? So Love Stoney, she's coming from Oakland.
Okay.
Frank Graham's coming from Connecticut. Who else? Who am I missing? Christian D. Christian D is coming from Shreveport, Louisiana. And the thing about Double B is that we just had this conversation, and y'all are going to be the first to know. Double B have got something that's really important, and he's going to have to go to another city. I don't know if he told everybody yet, so I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, okay.
So he's not going to be able to do the showcase. Okay. But Rob Gillette is going to replace him.
Okay.
So we're going to have Rob Gillette on there. I have to start from one.
Can't replace Double B.
I know. You really can't. And I was like, gosh, like, it can't be an artist like who? Because then they're going to have, like, a disadvantage. So, starting from one, we're going to have Rob Gillette, Express, Karma Jones, Love Stoney, Christian D, Dwayne Jackson, Frank Grams, Duck, Chucky Orbitz, who has been another artist from Houston that has been grinding for a long time.
He had the son, what
son
was
of
the,
Houston.
The son of Houston.
And Millie Royale.
Okay, so you got a nice little lineup there.
Yeah, it's
and
a,
so
it's
one
a
of
nice
them's
little
going
lineup.
To win.
One of them's going to win.
And what do they win?
The person that wins first place, what do they win, Peaches? They win SMS audio headphones.
Okay, word.
They win
that's,
a 4-week.
Is that Ludacris' headphones?
That 50 Cent, boo. 50 don't
cent.
Do me like
I'm
that.
Sorry.
You gonna
My
need
bad,
you
Luda.
To get it right. 50.
Take it back.
I told them 50.
I had SMS
it.
Headphones.
Fix it.
Ooh,
50 cent
you gonna
headphones.
Get me in trouble. So, SMS audio headphones. They're gonna get a 4-week music promotion and marketing campaign. They're gonna be posted on different blog sites. And they're going to get the proper, it's not going to be like an email blast. They're going to get PR releases introducing them and why they're doing this and everything.
A merchandising package.
A merchandising package from SF2 and their SF2 Prints division. And that's big because that gives them a way to make money for themselves.
It does.
So that's really important.
They get a video interview.
They're going to be interviewed. It's going to be placed on YouHeardThatNew.com, JackThriller.com. Any place that you've seen Queen Bobby's name, the interview will likely to be placed. What else they get? Gosh, that's a lot.
And a music video.
Oh, they get a video. David Stuntz is going to shoot the video.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So you put together a nice little package.
It's a nice little package.
And that's just the first prize.
Oh.
You get there's a second prize, a second place prize, and a third place
Look
prize.
Look at Peaches. She's thinking about being a rapper.
I am thinking about being a rapper.
The second place winner also receives a music video. It's going to be shot by DJ Young Sam, who's also going to be DJing the showcase.
Well,
and you
they're
going to
get a
two-week promotion package and marketing campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And you also get a video interview mm-hmm. featured anywhere that you've seen Queen Bobby's name. And then you still get a third place prize.
And which is
a
t-shirt.
A 2-week music marketing.
I want it to be really bad. I want whoever gets third to be terrible.
And you still
terrible.
Get a video interview.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so like I said, there's
so
really no loser
place.
As long as you place for one, and then there's really no losers because
yeah, there are.
You get a sticker.
Oh, you get a sticker and a T-shirt.
You don't get no
and
t-shirt.
A rubber band.
And a strap condom.
Band, no. It doesn't say anything.
No, but there's really no losers because if you come to this event, you get to meet Nancy Byron, who's someone that does not go to events. Like,
she
you
doesn't.
Know Nancy Byron. I mean, you have to find Nancy Byron. She's very hard to find. You get to meet bloggers. Dan and Dream is going to be there, among others,
Dan
who's media sponsors. We're going to have somebody who's from hip-hop since 1987, who just made their debut on the Source Digital Power 30. So that's really big. You never know who's going to be there, so there's no losers. If you know what you're doing, you will not lose.
Even if it's just coming to network. Like, this is, you know, an event. This is one of those industry events where it's like, you know, if you're anybody who is trying to have anything to do with anything in the music world, you just kind of need to be there.
Yeah, you
just
should be
even
there.
Even if it's just to network.
Plus,
you got network to get work.
Plus, we're going to be giving away, not only does the first place winner receive SMS audio headphones, but if you pay at the door, the show is only $5. Now, if you don't got $5
people.
Money, that's not even a, like, does blunts even cost $5 anymore? I don't even think that costs $5 anymore.
I mean, they're a little bit more expensive than that.
So, if if you pay the $5 at the door, you get a ticket, and at the end of the night, we'll do a drawing, and the winner will receive SMS audio headphones.
And then they can do pre-sales as well?
They could do pre-sales. We have it on Eventbrite, Rock the Mic, Houston.
Any physical copies? Oh,
what is it? No physical copies.
No physical copies?
Because when you do physical copies, then you have to raise the price. I didn't want to raise the price. I wanted it to be a $5 show. That was really important to me. People were really trying to get me to raise it to $10. But I think it's not really about me making money, and it's not about making money off of these artists. It's really about them.
Right.
And what they make out of it. If they don't make anything out of it,
you gotta make money off of them. You got to do the L.A. Reid Pebbles deal.
Oh, my God.
And just take them for everything they have.
Well, I'll make sure.
I saw the TLC movie.
With the winner, I'll consider that. Oh, Brad, you ain't, and I'm bad.
He's horrible.
I'm just going to go on record to say Brad ain't shit.
He ain't. I've been saying it for forever, but nobody ever wants to believe me. Everybody praises Brad like, oh, ye hell, the white man that came to save Houston hip hop.
Hey, don't give me the Jesus role, all right? I'm not Jesus.
Today?
I might be the Holy Spirit.
You're right. You're right. You're Yeezus' little brother or something.
Well, first I'm Scott's little brother. Now I'm related to Yeezus.
Yeah, because that's as close to Jesus as you're going
to
get.
And they're actually about to be related.
Mm-hmm.
Scott and Yeezus.
Well, not till he marries Courtney, but okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're kind of technically.
Aren't they? They're probably common law. Common law married, probably.
I don't think there's two kids in common law in California.
They got two kids together. He can't go nowhere.
They have two children?
Mm-hmm.
When did that happen?
They have the little kid and then they have the little girl.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You see how everything always comes back
to the Kardashians.
To the Kardashians. There's always a way to make them relevant in any conversation.
Isn't it amazing?
And that's why they're so great at what they do.
Are their shows about to get canceled, though? This is like their last season.
But again, like she said, we were having a conversation about you and somehow wound up on them.
Because you called me Jesus. She called me Yeezus.
We know how.
Somehow talking about Jesus wound up to the Kardashians.
We get back to the Kardashians.
Too.
Jesus, Yeezus, Kanye, Kim, Kardashian.
Yeah, we get it, Brad. But that's not
the
point.
I need people to have a conversation to end up on
Peaches. Kanye, but they got engaged, though.
We need to figure out how to make that happen.
If you can make the conversation somehow all about you, then you've done your job. And they have done their job.
And it's crazy. One of the things of that we were talking about it earlier about trying to be in this is you have to. It's like you can't deplete your ego because you have to have an ego to be able to compete in this industry. And I was talking to you about that. It's like it's a very hard thing to kind of balance is, you know, trying to not be cocky with being like, I have to think I'm the shit because shit, I have to convince other people that I'm the shit to get my shit done.
Yeah.
Right. And that's something that I've learned from Elliot Wilson is that you're only what you say you are.
He says he's the GOAT of hip-hop journalism.
He said that he was the GOAT. So now everybody has to... He's the GOAT. Unless you could come in and you can do something worthy and take that away from him, that's what he is. So you are only what you say you are. So if you say that you ain't shit, then you ain't shit. If you say that... Nobody's messing with you right now. Like, you on top of it. Nobody can hang with you right now. Then that's what it is. You can't be mediocre and be like, you know, I'm the shiz naive. Like, you can't do that. But if you're putting in work and you give yourself a title, unless someone is coming and really can really compete with that, then that's what it is. And can't nobody take it away.
You Queen Bobby.
That is what makes me Queen Bobby.
Because no one is coming for the queen's crown, correct?
No one.
No one.
No
that,
one.
That's what makes me the
that's
entertainment
world
champion.
That's what I love about
champion.
These interviews, though. Like, because it's like you get to see people flourish in their own lane and what they've built for themselves. And, oh, no, I'm over here having small epiphanies and shit. Don't mind me.
We got to come up with a nickname for Peaches. You're Peaches, Queen Bobby.
Peaches is Peaches. Peaches don't need no more nickname.
Isn't Peaches your nickname?
Yeah, like, you know.
No, but like another one.
No, I don't want nothing else. Peaches has been doing this emancipation.
I've been Queen
Peaches.
Bobby for a long time, though. Like,
and
people
I've been
don't
Peaches for a long other, time.
Like, do you not have any other nicknames?
No.
I've been Peaches
like eight.
The eighth grade. Like, I don't Like, Peaches, I've had it since grade school.
I mean,
like,
I've been Brad since first grade.
You've been Brad since you were born, probably.
No, I was Bradley for a little while.
For a little while?
When I had a bowl cut, Bradley.
Peaches don't need no more nicknames. That Peaches is good.
But you need Peaches, the
nothing.
Blah, 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 blah.
Just no. Peaches.
Peaches is the Peaches.
Peaches,
like, she's the Peaches.
Peaches.
Yeah.
Peaches, period.
And what that's important.
Why don't you start calling yourself the Peaches? I'm the Peaches. I'm the Peaches.
Not the guys.
No, no. I want the Peaches.
Because that's really T-H-A ratchet.
Peaches.
Peaches is already ratchet, and then it's with a Z.
Yeah.
I don't need a the.
You need a T-H-A.
Because if you put the, it kind of sounds like a stripper.
See, then. Right. And I have to see, with Brad being my meal ticket and all, I have to have crossover ability. The Peaches is not going to cross over.
I think the Peaches
with
is
a
great.
Z can cross over, though.
Okay. Strippers need strippers need some better names.
And again, I don't need to be mistaken as a stripper.
Terrible names.
Well, yeah. For me.
The stripper names are definitely falling off. Like, they're using their government names these days. Yeah. Like, Emma Watson next to the stage is Emma Watson. Like, it's nothing
because
sexy about
girl
that.
Who played
well,
Hermione?
It's become less of a faux pas career and an actual tangible.
Yeah, they want to start branding their real names now.
Yeah, like it's become a tangible career. Like, being a stripper is
you can make money, like serious money.
Like,
and not
again,
just off the
stripping. Like we were talking about, it's amazing how the way that you look can have everything to do with your success. Like, the way that everything about a woman. Nowadays, you have to be together to be successful. You have to be, you know, confident in the way that you look and who you are and how you're perceived. And you have to be so sure of that all the time in order to be, like, remotely in this. And it's like...
But that's important anyway. I think it's not necessarily being beautiful that matters, but it's about your confidence that matters and the way that you present yourself, because there are some not so attractive women that do exist in the industry, but you really can't tell them
attractive
shit.
Attractive women do exist.
No, unattractive. It's some
not
women
so attractive.
Who aren't necessarily beautiful, but they are in the same positions as the beautiful women. Because they just believe that they are,
speaking,
and they convince everybody else.
Speaking
that they
are. As a male, right? I think a confident woman, a lot of the times, can trump a very attractive woman.
Because it happens all the time.
There are women who I thought were very attractive who are, to use a Peaches phrase, dog shit dumb, right? And it's a complete turnoff. Like, you don't know your left from your right. You don't turn off type stuff. That happened to me. I do not appreciate that in a woman. Like, how did you get through any school?
I'm so proud of you. This was not your mindset like a year ago.
Well, I mean, yeah, it wasn't.
Brad is growing up.
He is.
I'm growing up. I told you, when, I've had a maturation over the past 12 months. High five.
No,
but,
that was my 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Can you dig it, sucker? What does that mean? Oh, I got you. But I think a very confident woman, you can tell a confident woman, too, by the way that she walks. And I've been more attracted to the way women walk over the last few months.
Or are you just staring at their ass? Which one are you doing?
No. I will gladly stare at them from the front, too. And just the way they walk. There's something about the shoulders. You know what I'm saying? The shoulders kind of have to move a certain way.
Then why are you moving your abdomen to show me shoulders?
Because I can't do them. I can't do my shoulders separately without moving my whole body.
But Brad really does have a point, though. When you walk in a room, like Nene said, well, I walk in a room, I own it, honey.
Yeah.
And it's really like you really have to own it when you walk in. Like, I'm the type of person that I am kind of low. I'm a really shy person. I am kind of low key. But when I'm in there, you know that I'm in there. Like, I don't have to say, oh, I'm here. Queen Bobby is here. Like,
yeah, I used to shy
you
away
know,
from that.
You know that I'm there. I don't have, yeah. I shouldn't have to say much. I don't have to say much. I don't have to do much. But you know that I'm there. And that's really, really important, especially being a woman, because, you know, it's so easy to slip through the cracks and just become another bopper in the room.
Bop. A lot of them are trying to bop to the top.
And that's what I, you know, it's like certain stuff. There's certain places that you can't go, you know, looking a certain way. You have to, you know, keep a certain, you can't play with me like that. Not because I don't think that it's funny, but because you just might go too far and think that this is for real. If there's a certain way that you can't handle me, just simply because, like, I ain't the one. I'm just not the one.
So you telling me that I can't touch your booty when you get up and walk past?
No, you can do it.
Oh, okay.
You can do it.
What is the rule on that? by the way.
To like, rule on what?
I'm a lot
touching booty.
Like yes. a lot of these dudes, honestly, it's like some of the stuff that they come up and say, they don't say it smooth enough to get away with it. Like, it's like if you gonna walk up and do some shit like that, like you need to be smooth when I turn around to check you. You need to make me forget what I was about to do. Instead of pissing me off further, they just be like, why did you even touch me? Because now, like, I'm expecting to get checked.
No, you can't touch me.
Yeah,
no.
That's how
no, I you can't touch me. I don't, even if we're the best of friends, when there's people around that do not know me, you're going to respect me like they're going to respect me.
Yeah.
You cannot touch me.
You can
put your hand on my shoulder. You can give me a hug. That's fine. But don't get cute in front of other people because...
You're not a PDA person?
No, definitely
see, I'm
not.
I'm not either. I had to explain it to someone. It was like, you know, why would I be with you at an event that I've been at by myself for, you know, X amount of time and then just come with you and then... Like, that doesn't even make sense.
No, I'm definitely not going to be caked up like that.
Yeah,
ain't going to happen.
Like,
no, indeed.
How was that even good for business? Like, how are you about to bring me money from this?
And I deal with a lot of rappers. So, like, making them feel like they have access to you is important, but they really don't. Making them feel that way is really important. So if you come somewhere with a man,
back,
right?
You're not accessible.
Yeah. You're not accessible. So in a certain way, they may not trust you like they think that they trust you. Like, I'm telling you, people call my phone and give me their life story. I know who don't like who.
Yeah.
I know
so she sounds just like
fake
me.
Friends with who.
I think I love
know
her.
It all.
I probably love her. I might love her for real after this. Because that's, like, this is the same thing I tell him, and he was like, I don't get it. And it was like, I was like, I know I'm not the only one, but it's like, it's certain stuff, people like, you don't know what I know.
Right.
You do not know what I know.
And even if you don't tell me, I'm a very observant person. I know who doesn't like who. I know who's faking the funk. I know it all. You cannot hide any on Twitter. And I always told my homeboy this. We were talking about this. And I was like, you can tell somebody on Twitter. No matter how much they're fronting, you could tell. If somebody says something that's shade does not get past me.
And that is me.
Oh,
shade. I sit there and
shade
watch
does
it.
Not get past
I've seen
me.
You call
and
out
I will call
before.
It out. So don't shade if you don't want to say.
I retweeted
Brad
Queen
that.
Bobby's shade
I was like,
one time.
Yeah, I'm like, tired of being nice. It's like it's trying to find the in between of learning how much of well for me how much of it to stop and how much of it to let mm-hmm. go. You know, pass as good for business. And it was like when you are your business, it's like there is no room to play anymore. It's like
that's true. I am my business, but my business is also my opinion.
And that's
so
how,
it's
and
important
that's exactly
for me to always have one at all times. Now, you may not like it. We can talk about it. I'm not going to argue with you about it. You ain't going to change my mind. But
can you remind
that's my business.
I found that if people make valid points, my mind can be changed. I can say, you know what? Didn't see it like that. Are you not the same way?
If it's something crucial, yeah. But I'm more a part of music Twitter than anything, and music is more opinion than fact. So if I tell you that Jay-Z is the greatest ever, there's nothing that you can say that's going to change my mind.
I agree with that. So let me ask you this. This is a very important question. This is very serious. And there is a right answer.
Oh, Lord.
Ether or Takeover?
I think it's more Super Ugly or Takeover, but...
We're going...
But... In the grand scheme of things, Ether was a bigger song, and it was more radio-friendly. It was more club-friendly. But I think when insults come down to it, Jay-Z killed Nas with the insults.
Yes.
Hands down.
Takeover. The break's over.
Like, it was like, ouch, like.
It made you
fucking
hurt.
The baby mama and just knowing and finding out that it was true. It yes. was just like... It will never, that's stuff that you could never take away.
But he
did a better job with Ether because you could play Ether on the radio. Like, you can't play Super Ugly on the radio. You can play Takeover, but it's just one verse.
I think Takeover won because he had facts. You know, you made it a hot line. I made it a hot song, right? You ain't getting no coin. You was getting F then. I know who I paid, God. Searchlight Publishing. Nas had some schoolyard disses, like you're ugly, you have fat
right.
lips.
But that's
you're
what's
gay.
Important, too.
He's ugly?
No, I think, well, I mean, Jay-Z is ugly, though. But, so you know, that's a fact.
Jay-Z's not as ugly as people think he is. I don't think he's
Wait a minute, Brad. You're getting a little too stan-like.
No, you've seen him enough to where he's become appeasing to your eye. He's not an attractive man.
He dresses nice.
No, Jay-Z is not an attractive man, but I love him. Like, I would date a guy like him. Like I said, looks doesn't matter.
Confidence.
But, yeah. But I think that people can rap along with Ether and... In the club, it knocks. On the radio, it's radio friendly. But Ether is really a bad sounding song. Like it's
terrible.
It's a terrible.
It's garbage.
Finally, someone agrees with me. Like,
no, that's something I will. I'm like, it is, I listened to it and I was like, I can't even. I tried to jam it the other day just to hear it again.
Mm-hmm.
Awful song. Mm-hmm. Ron Browse made the beat. Awful beat.
And he's awful. No.
Yeah. And then he tried to run with it for his album and call it Ether Boy. Like, yeah. Ron Brown, sit
that
down.
Was like his drop, like, yeah. Ether Boy. He would say that Ether in front Boy. Of, like, stuff he produced. Like, we cared, but.
No one cares. You made a terrible record for Nas. And everyone knows Nas has terrible production choice. So it's like, I wouldn't like.
We're not going to turn this into a bash Nas fest because.
I like Nas.
You're going to get me attacked by Louisa, and I don't have time for
I
that.
Like Nas. I think he's made terrible production decisions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I like Nas, though.
I like Nas, too.
Life is Good was dope.
Mm-hmm.
Illmatic, dope. Dope.
Those that's an average of every 10 years? No.
Brad will sit here and talk about.
I think that's 20 years.
Yeah. But see, that's what's important, though. That's what's important about being Queen Bobby is having an opinion. Like, people hit me up and they ask me my opinion. They want to know. And one thing that I learned from Elliot Wilson is that the most important thing is making your opinion matter. So maybe my opinion didn't matter when I first got on Twitter, Brad.
Cyberbully.
But you get to a point where now your opinion matters. And then when your opinion matters, people trust your opinion. When people trust you, they're more likely to support
you. I feel like she's my spirit person in life right now. Like, I just want to hug her and lay my head on her bosom.
Queen Bobby fixed my life.
And ask Peaches.
That would be a mean ass collaboration one day.
Yeah, I think it might have to happen.
Potentially.
Just so.
You might have to make that happen.
Just so I can say something about it. I'll be in your comments if y'all do that. I'll be the comment lurker.
Oh, God.
Brad will be a ring announcer at the event.
Because we're going to need one. They're going to try to attack us. Like, they're going to try to fight us.
Rob already don't let me. If he see me tweet in the same tweet as you, he's like, that's not fair, y'all. Stop. I'm like, dang.
Like, we can't tweet at the same time. Like, they say that it's unfair.
Going in on
that,
I gotta lay back.
You gotta call back.
You can't come co-sign with her. I'd be like, damn.
Y'all like
all right, she got it.
I'm going to come with a tag team name for y'all. Tweet it to you.
But we don't do it on purpose. I just think that we kind of have like the same.
We have a bullshit tolerance, and it's like sometimes the bullshit tolerance should be the same thing.
Y'all have a very low threshold.
Yeah, it's very low.
For the BS.
You want to be honest with you? I fill up a lot of my bullshit tolerance with my own bullshit, so I don't be having time
exactly.
for nobody else's shit. Because I have my own bullshit I'm going through. I don't have time for your shit.
Right.
This is really where I'm at with it.
Like, damn. I don't even know what to say to that.
You know, it's like, why well, I got to deal with your shit, too,
like,
right
people,
now?
The listeners don't realize how much these two bonded in the time that I was trying to get the equipment to work today. Because y'all were talking about how y'all both tried to host shows. Y'all don't like the hosting of shows.
I told y'all I don't. Hosting shows makes me extremely nervous. I'm like she said, I'm a very shy person. It's easy to show personality. It's very different when everybody is looking at you, waiting on you to entertain them. You're good at that. I can entertain you.
Well, I'm the entertainment world champion.
Entertain you with. Like, am I talking about something? Do I have a direction to go in? What do you want me to talk about? Like, give me a hint. Throw me a oop. Like, help me out a little bit. If I don't have that, then I have nowhere to go. Like,
and it forces you. And I'm like the type of person that I don't really care.
Yeah.
So
I just
how
go back
can
up
I
there.
Entertain you if I don't care? Like, I don't care if you're entertained or not. So that's when I learned that hosting was not for me.
Yeah.
Like, interviewing is easy. Being in the spotlight is easy when it's not about me.
How are you in the spotlight if it's not about you?
Because even if I'm interviewing an artist, it's not about me.
It's about the artist.
It's about how I feed off of them and blah, blah, blah. But it's more about what I can get from them.
Yeah.
So it's easy.
What's your interview style? I think interviews are difficult.
Mm-hmm. It depends. It depends. If it's face-to-face, I like to freestyle.
Yeah.
If there's not an ultimate goal or story that I'm trying to tell. Like, I did the Jacking for Beats thing the other day, and I just walked up to Boston George, and I was like, why aren't you jacking for beats? And he was like, jacking for – I'm really not a lyrical miracle guy. And I was like, well – what if I told you that Molly was in there? Would you go then? Like, it's just about knowing how to relate to the artist, but still making it entertaining and not being corny.
Yeah.
So knowing that he had a song about finding Molly, it's like, ding, 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 there's a way to plug your song.
Right.
And then at the end of it, I said that, by the way, we did not meet in a strip club. Like, it's just about making sure that they get what they should get out of it, and yeah, I get what I should get out of it. But I like to just freestyle things. And but when we're on the phone, I have a story that I want to tell, and you're not going to control my story as an artist.
I find phone interviews a little harder. You know what I mean? You don't get to feel them out as much.
You don't. And it's really about what they give you. There's, you like have to depend on it.
5-second delay.
You have to, like, you have to really depend on what they give you. I interviewed Troy Ave on the phone, and, you know, he's from New York, Brooklyn guy. I wasn't really familiar. I watched a lot of his interviews, and I saw that he was a very charming guy.
Yeah.
So I started it off with saying, I hear that you're very charming. So don't try anything slick. So that was a way to just kind of like break the ice so that it wouldn't feel like we were doing a phone interview. It felt more like we were having a conversation. We start talking about him coming to Houston one time and how Houston women have big asses. He even asked me if I had a fat ass, and I wasn't offended. Like, that's how easy it was.
Because, you know, as a woman in this room, when we're interviewing men, you can always get another side of them that a man interview can't get.
Right.
You can achieve the same goal and the same story that a man can get, but you can always get another side of the man that makes them more relatable.
Right, because you
people.
Can think about, like, that dating factor.
Yeah.
I read a Jazz Light interview where she talked to Young Jeezy, and they talked about dating and marriage. And you can't, if you're a man, you can't say, so you're going to, you know, settle down and marry these hoes or not. Like,
right.
You can't really say that. But as a woman, you know how to bring it in and make them feel comfortable. But again, going back to the phone interview thing, it's really about what they give you. Trey the Truth with somebody who, for me, was really, I was really intimidated.
Yeah.
Because I know that he's like a really laid back guy. He don't really care. Like, just ask him what you want to ask him. But it was really a really good interview, and I got a lot of information from him. Somebody like Ace Hood, though, it was terrible.
He's not good over
it
the phone.
It was dreadful. Like, I wish that I was face to face with him, because
yeah,
he didn't really have the type of person. I asked him a question, he answered the question.
Oh, okay. It's like that.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't no get, he key
that's
key.
That's why I
would've
been like,
nothing.
You gonna give me a conversation?
I don't ever get flustered in interviews unless, and Peaches knows my one thing, unless it's a professional wrestler or
he
sports entertainer.
Like, this ultimate control freak. Mm-hmm. Like, I just literally step away.
So why do you get frustrated? Is it more because they want to steal the show, or is
it because
you start to debate them?
I'm a fan.
He gets very controlling, and he gets very particular, and he gets very, like, he gets in this very tunnel vision zone when the only thing that exists is him interviewing.
But you know what you are, though? You're equivalent then to a hip-hop head. Like, yeah, the annoying hip-hop heads.
Yeah.
Because it's not even about everybody else now. It's just about you and you being a fan.
I'm going to paint a picture for you real quick, because Peaches did this. All right, so we were interviewing Booker T, right? 6-time world heavyweight champion, Hall of Famer, right?
Shit, it's time for me to go.
Okay. Well, we'll wrap this up here. But I'm going to tell the story, and then we'll wrap you up.
Fake Monday morning. People got to go to work and stuff, you know.
Yeah, we got to go to work. It's Monday morning. So not only is Booker T, you know, a famous wrestler, right, Hall of Fame world champion, I work for the guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my boss. He cuts the check, you know what I'm saying? So I'm double flustered, and I tell Peaches, in the wrestling business, when you get to a venue or you're in a gym, you have to shake everyone's hand. It's a sign of respect. And right before we walk in, Peaches like, I ain't shaking nobody's hand.
That's
like,
not how I said it, but I was like, I told him in the car, I said, Brad, these men are working out right now. I'm not walking in here and shaking their hands. Like, they've been working out. They're sweaty. I'm not doing it. Like, I'm sorry. That's how staph infections start. I'm not shaking their hand. I will speak to them. I, you know, I will do my best not to make it that awkward. But
you know
I'm
how like you, when you get to
but
a
but if you
show?
Don't do it, yeah, you automatically make it awkward.
Right. Yeah. And the, but it wasn't it's like we had a conversation about it, but it was the way that he came at me when he said it.
Okay.
He told me what I was going to do rather than telling me this is what it is. He was like, when you get in there, make sure you check it. Like, what? Wait, time out.
So he didn't tell you that it's like cold.
Yeah, like
I explained it. I explained
after oh, we I had a now. Like a spat about it, because I was like, what? But
and then she wanted to go in there and take a picture with the great Khali
now,
from the longest
yard.
No.
Now, mind you, Brad told me this guy was here. Had we been anywhere else, and had it been somebody that Brad wanted to meet, he would have been the ultimate annoying little thing. But because we were somewhere wrestling, did you know I didn't even get the picture and the man was in the next room?
Because he was training.
And then
you could have shaken his hand.
No.
You could have shaken his hand. Can't take the picture. You're with me, right?
No, I'm with you because that happened to me too. Like when I saw 50 Cent, I was like,
he didn't even go check.
Yeah.
Until like after I got fussed about it. But he's
some things though. When it's cold, you have to do it. Like even if you're a germaphobe, like you don't disrespect the what did I say? The process. You don't disrespect the process like
that. Right. And I explained that to him.
Who are you, Peaches? Who do you think you are?
And I explained that to him. I was like, it was the way that you came out. Like, this is what you like when you go in here, this is what you need to do instead of this is the culture of it. If you just say this is the culture of it, then okay. But not when you go in here, make sure you do this. Like, what?
But you just got it. But see, that's the same thing.
See, you're don't BS. Try to boss us around,
you
Brad.
You
have
around.
You
tell
have
me
to,
why I'm doing it.
I'm interviewing
it.
A professional wrestler.
You have to explain the G-code.
Then it's the boss.
That was the first time.
Then we are at his establishment. If I say shake hands, better shake those motherfucking hands, Peaches.
But it's almost like you're trying to pimp her out, though.
No,
you have to explain the G. You have to explain
the
G-code.
Hands.
But again, he probably knew more of it than I did.
No.
It's time for me to go, you guys. We can be here talking all day.
Well, Bob, we appreciate you coming. The showcase is this Friday. It is Monday.
Damn,
so
is it this Friday?
It'll be
this Friday.
It is.
Fake Monday
morning.
Right.
Fake Monday
November
morning.
1st, 6 to 10 p.m. Don't try to show up at 10. It's an early show. We want to get people in, get them out so they can go and twerk
so no
and do
CP
what they
time.
Do. No color people time. Like, we're going to start. If you're supporting one of these artists on these shows, it's important that you be there because that they're going to be judged on that. So just make sure that you're there.
A professor of mine kept saying CPT in class the other day. And everyone, like this one guy raised his hand. He was like, are you talking about color people time? She said, no, certified personal trainer. And then we all had a great laugh. Queen Bobby, we appreciate you coming
Thank
on the
you.
Show today. Make sure y'all go check out her showcase and follow her at
Queen
Bobby,
Bobby
with an I.
Bobby with an I.
Bobby with an I. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning into this edition of the Brad Gilmore Show. Next week, 100th episode. Y'all be ready. Everybody, Peaches, any last words?
No.
Good. All right, everybody. Tune in next week. Peace.